Man, appreciate y'all for having me.
We appreciate you coming in, especially taking the red eye to get to us at Logan.
Yeah, you know.
Do you like those? I love those because you can just sleep.
I like them, but I really can't sleep on the plane, so it was.
Do you fly first class or do you fly? Because that's a long flight.
Nah, we not bougie. Where I'm from, I'm flying.
Well, you gotta go to sleep.
I'll get there at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So
you don't do first class?
I don't do first class. I just get on the flight, but I really don't like the middle seat, and I had a middle seat on the way up here.
Oh no, were you surrounded by people or like?
Yeah, that's fine.
Tell
us
about
them. Doesn't
like
the middle seat. The two people that were next to you because you're a big guy. All right, let's talk about the Patriots now. Is there a pressure to being a part of the greatest dynasty of sports history?
Yeah, you can say that. I definitely could say that. When I got traded here and I found out I was coming to the Patriots, it was a pressure. You know, I played with it all season. Felt like it was a pressure. It's a standard here. You know, they know how to win, used to winning, and obviously we got to the big game and, you know, we fell short, you know, and all we could do is learn from it and continue to try to get better and get back there.
I see some of your tweets still about Clemens and the touchdown. You're very open on Twitter. Has that ever like gotten you in some trouble?
Yeah, it's gotten me in a little bit of trouble. I mean, I speak my mind, you know. And
just so you know, if you're listening, it was probably the most controversial touchdown catch during the Super Bowl. Corey Clement, not sure if he actually had possession. It was towards the end of the end zone. Marquise was on him, and they called it a touchdown.
Yeah.
Obviously, Clemens, taking nothing away from Clemens, taking nothing away from the Eagles. Clemens is a great player. You know, the Eagles, they did a great job. But at the end of the day, after watching that, you know, that play from every different angle, he didn't catch the ball, man.
That must be so difficult for you guys. Yeah, afterwards, I didn't even think about that. Like, you now can see it from every single angle, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Are you reliving that in your head then over and over? Have you dropped it and moved forward now, or is that still going to be something that plagues you?
I mean, it's always going to be something that, you know, I'm definitely going to live with for motivation and just, you know, obviously, first Super Bowl experience, you know, that's what happens. But, you know, you move on from it. You learn from it. That's all I could do. Learn from it, become a better player. Obviously, I could have did a better job on the play. I mean, the whole play is just from start to – it's just a crazy play.
Mm-hmm.
The whole game was a crazy game.
The whole game was
crazy.
But the play, honestly, the play makes me so frustrated because before the play even started, it was a – he false started. He moved.
You know,
and I'm sitting there pointing at the red light. He moved. Nothing.
Like, come on.
Then he ends up catching the touchdown. Then it's, you know, it's a
not
controversial
sure about
call.
That.
It's a close call. Then he bobbled. It's like everything that happened in that play, and they still get to, it was just like.
So in that moment then, when you're on the field and you like know that this is going on, how do you put that in the back of your mind and just keep playing? Because that would be something that's like tearing me apart.
You know, you just got to move on to the next play regardless. Because, you know, we still had a chance. We still had a chance to win the game. And, you know, obviously, you know, it didn't happen, but you just got to move forward. You know, this is the NFL. Plays like that is going to happen.
What role does Belichick play in something like that? Because I would think he, you know, is he a badass behind the scenes? Is he like, does he come down on you guys hard?
Yeah. Tell us all the inside stuff.
Yeah, he's a great coach. That's what great coaches do. You know, you come down hard, but then you also pick them up, and then you praise them when, you know, not praise. I don't want to say praise, but you can, you know, let them know
support
when they're doing good. You support them. So,
is he the greatest coach you've ever had?
Absolutely. No question. That's no knock to any other coach, I mean, but we talking about Coach Belichick. We talking about a guy who's been to the Super Bowl as many times as he has. You know, every year he has a different team. The way he puts the team together and the way he gets them to compete and takes them to a Super Bowl. Like,
he's clearly not doing it wrong.
Right.
All right, hang tight. We got Marquise Flowers from the New England Patriots here. We're going to get into all the drama going on behind the scenes. Brady, Belichick, and Kraft. Is it real? He'll break it down for us next. Country 102.5.
Man comes with the territory. I mean, every year, if you know, you notice, I mean, I have because I didn't play with the Patriots every year. There's always something that they try to stir up, you know, with great teams that win and win constantly. They always try to find something to kind of throw a monkey wrench in it, you know, with any great team. You could go to the Lakers with the Shaq and Kobe thing. They're always going to find something to throw into it to try to kind of, you know, make a
weasel their way. Yeah, yeah. It's like when you're in a good relationship and then someone else is starting drama and you're like, wait, that didn't even happen.
Right.
Like,
nobody's ever done that for me because I've never been successful in stuff like that. But I can understand what you're saying. But we shouldn't worry about it. Like, everything's cool.
Man, you shouldn't worry about it. I mean, come on. I mean, if that's what they want to write about me, again, another Super Bowl appearance. You know, why they're writing about that in the midst of that. I mean, obviously, that's what they want to write about. That's what's happening and continue to happen.
Must be a slow news day.
Yeah. So
that's the biggest thing. I mean, because we're so hated everywhere else. Like when you go home, you said you live in Arizona. They must love that you're a Patriot, but they probably hate the Patriots.
Yeah. You know, I heard a lot of, you know, I'm happy for you. I wasn't rooting for you in the Super Bowl. I'm tired of seeing the Patriots win, but I am happy for you. So, you know, like I said, it comes with territory. When you win a lot, like the Patriots have, you know, people, teams, other teams, like people start, they don't like it. You know, they want you to lose. They start envying you. So
yeah,
that's all it was. But
jealousy.
It's all right.
Jealousy.
One more thing. You probably don't listen to too much country. Do you listen to country music?
I have a couple country songs on my playlist.
Like
right.
What?
What's your,
which one?
What's there?
I like the Zac Brown Band. I like
yes.
I like
so good.
I like that song.
That one's awesome.
Coach Rodriguez used to play it every day at practice in college, and it stuck with me.
Well, we're proud of you. We appreciate you coming by here, and we'll obviously be rooting you on again.
Yeah.
Marquise Flowers from the New England Patriots. Hot list.